Good Sunday afternoon to you, everybody. This is Greg Evenson coming to you on Voices from the Heartland. My home in Upper Michigan is buried in about a foot of snow. I was out there earlier moving some of it, and I'll tell you, it's a cold, blustery day. As I've said many times, keeps a riffraff out of this area, that's for sure. You got to be strong to live here. But we appreciate all that nature offers us, and even the beautiful snow. Ladies and gentlemen, today this show is about truth. Ultimate, concise, convicting truth. We've lost our way in terms of being able to speak about, relate to, or hold up as our single standard when we're talking about legislation, the courts, business deals, whatever aspect of life you are involved in or that you have contact with. It's about truth. What is ultimate truth? Well, we're going to talk about that just a little bit today. You wouldn't be surprised at all if I started the show by saying this: ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My wife's doing a little jig over here. She's pretty thrilled with that thought. In Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Is that what it's come to? Yes, that's what it's come to. Because the people that do know the truth are free. They are sovereign in this world and the next. They have been given ultimate freedom. But I have become your enemy, some of you, many of you across the United States, because I tell you the truth. You don't want to hear the truth. Now, I'm not speaking to you good folks that are on here every week. I'm talking to the ones that are tuning in occasionally or maybe out there and they've got friends that they know about. And I'm not trying to be harmful or hurtful here. I'm just telling you that the truth is a very precious commodity, and it's very difficult sometimes to reach that standard in anything we do, because it's just easier, especially if we think that nobody's going to ever know the difference. Well, so go ahead and lie, or shade the truth, or malign the truth. Doesn't matter. If truth is a victim, then everything else is thrown into question. Now, I just cannot emphasize that enough. That is what is happening in Washington. That's why there was a somewhat of a revolution in terms of the vote this fall. But we're now facing Senate Bill 510 again, because those rotten rats that occupy, Harry Reid is the most vile human being in Washington, D.C., followed right behind by Pelosi and the rest of them. You know it. He is vile. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He does everything he can to shade this legislation so it goes his way, and that is the most evil way for the United States. Thomas Jefferson said, if people let the government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as the souls who live under tyranny. Did you hear that? And I'm trying to put that through again. I had folks call me today, tell me it's right up there, and I checked. Yes, it is. They're trying to hook it on to the appropriations bill, the continuing budgetary bill that will keep things funded until they pass a budget at what point. So now they've stuck it on there because they think that's the only way they can get it through now, I guess. Doesn't matter. It's wrong. It's untruthful. Man, stand back. I'll take your calls at 2:40 Central Time today, or right before that. We'll be back in just a moment.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, You can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am very happy to report to you that the recent health difficulties I've been facing are improving rapidly. It's just due to the great care my wife has taken of me. She's babied me and taken pretty good care of me, and I'm not a babying type guy, but I don't reject it either. It's pretty nice. But she's done a wonderful job. My friends have been faithful and over here trying to help, and it's been very good. And the arm is healing, and so just that brief report to let you know that I'm feeling much better. Thank you. This from Patrick Henry. Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God and truth, that's our theme today is truth, that tyrants forge their change. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom, and we have that right now. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, all of which are missing in our society today and our government. And then he continues, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles, and that includes scriptural elemental truths. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Now, you just can't run from that kind of truth. You can deny it. You can tell your friends with a straight face that you don't believe it, that you think the Obama world, which is should be made into some horror movie, the Obama world, is better because you're lied to consistently and constantly by people within the government at every level, in academia, in the upper the university levels, in all of the training seminars across the country that are dealing with this new wave and third wave and all this kind of crap that puts people in a whole new mindset. But it's not about truth. It's about a vision. It's about a dream. It's like Inceptions, you know. You go deep enough in the dream and anything's possible. Well, that's what they've done to us. So we're sitting here being stupid on a daily basis because we think we know the truth. Let me bring some truth to you. If you look back in your history books, just no further than 1913. Now, we've been down this road hundreds of times. But that was the year that brought us the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax and the 17th Amendment, which brought us direct election of senators. Truth? There wasn't a shred of truth in any of that. And it was probably the most destructive era, that year or two in there when these amendments were added, that destroyed the ability to forge and promote a true free citizenry that had sovereignty individually within their state and the nation. That they could expect that there would be common sense, virtuous legislation coming out of Washington and the state capitals. But you see, that changed drastically that year. The truth is, in 1913, we lost our soul. We lost our ability to govern as a nation. And only the incorporation of the United States, which I'm going to touch on a little bit, was any worse. Billy Joe Malden, if you're listening today, I'll have you on as a guest here in a little while. I know you're jumping up and down because this is right up your alley. Truth. Obama's background. Who he is. What his name is. Who his parents were. Where he lived. Where he was born. Where he traveled when he wasn't supposed to. Wasn't legal for people to travel that way in the United States. Who his real friends were. We didn't know that, all of that. At the time that we were electing this great man of change, there was no truth in it. The truth was lost because Barack Obama is lost. He has lost his way as a leader, not that he ever was one, but he certainly can't find his rear end with both hands in a Chinese-made Walmart's old rear end finder, as I've said. He can't do it. None of his government can do it. The truth is, the Obama presidency is an unmitigated historical disaster. How about truth when it comes to chemtrails? Do we ever get the truth? Is it always some excuse? Or like a guy that I met at a public meeting here a few months ago, just stood and said, I'm a former Air Force pilot. I just don't believe this. Our government wouldn't do this to us. I've flown 20,000 hours, and I do not believe that they're doing this. Well, with that kind of, just misinformed position, sir, if you're listening today, it's wrong. It's not the truth. I've stood outside my own house, and I've seen them going to work. I've seen them in other states. These are not clouds. They are artificially made and ejected from aircraft. They are not vapor or condensation trails, which dissipate very soon after they're emitted from the jet engines, the difference in temperature, of course, creating that trail, because the trail soon chills down to the temperature of the atmosphere at that altitude, and it's gone. These hang in the air. What don't people get about this? Millions of people in this country have witnessed it, but oh no, there aren't chemtrails, according to this former Air Force pilot, and many others, who cannot simply see the truth. What about FEMA camps? Do we have any truth there? Well, if it wasn't for the Patriot community, we wouldn't know it. Or if we did, there'd be all those naysayers and deniers who just say, no, these camps don't exist. They don't. I have been right to the gates of two of these camps to look for myself. And they do exist. So where is your truth, ultimately? Is it more convenient for you? Is it more comfortable for you to say, no, this is a lie. I will accept the truth when President Obama comes out and says, yes, there are FEMA camps and some of you are going to them. Is that what it's going to take? Because that's the kind of attitude some in this country have, many in this country have. No, couldn't be. Especially in the older generation. They've seen so much. And many of them just have a real hard time mentally and emotionally wrapping their minds around this and saying, why would our government do this? Well, because our government feeds itself on lies. And it feeds the nation on lies. The truth that sets you free is denied at every turn. But I will tell you something, grasp onto this and never forget it. The truth is the truth, and when it is the truth, it cannot be be destroyed. It can be lied about, it can be set aside, it can be legislated over, and it can do everything that some evil Luciferian idiot Illuminati scumbag can think of, but they cannot destroy it. God Almighty is the author of truth. How about this? Foreign troops in this country. 350,000 is a number that a lot of people grasp onto at various bases around the country. What about that? My friend Steve Quayle walked into a Walmart out in his way, and there were German troops in there. And, you know, I mean, it's like, where? Why? Why do we have to have foreign troops in our training? Well, in my idea for what they need, they could train in Germany. They could train in Poland. They could train in South Africa. They could train wherever they're from. First of all, I wouldn't want them over here knowing our training regiment, especially if they're specializing in some of the areas that I'm familiar with. I don't want them to know what I knew and what other people knows. It's not right. It's foolish. But the truth is, they are here. I'm not even going to go into the reasons why. They're martial law. That's all you need. Truth. What about HARP? High altitude research program. Scalar weapons. What about this exotic weaponry stuff? I may have had a brush with that a few weeks ago. Don't know. Not going to say it. I'm just saying it certainly is possible. Why would they develop this? For a better war machine? What if they're using it? What if they could use it? What if they do use it on mass demonstrations against Obama or the current illegitimate, corrupted United States government? What if they use this in mass on people? Will you believe it then? Or do you have to read someone's account of it that worked on the program, that's continuing to work on it? And while I'm on it, all you guys out in the tar pit, it is time for you to come in out of the cold, admit what you've been doing, and set the record straight. I encourage you, I challenge you to do that. What about the truth in that so-called jet contrail over the West Coast 3 weeks ago? Missile launch. Every man in the military I've talked to since then says absolutely no doubts about it. The truth is that was a missile launch. It had not a single characteristic other than it was white with a vapor trail from a jetliner. A jetliner will emit 2, 3, 4 contrails, small ones, behind their jet engines. This was a massive trail like you've seen hundreds of times coming out of Cape Canaveral on the back of a missile launch from the Cape. This was a missile. NORAD knew the moment the missile broke water, by its telemetry, by its direction, they knew what sub it had come from, by the cavitating signature that the submarine emits. They know this stuff. It was a lie. Why couldn't they tell us the truth? Why is the truth only coming from those who dare to speak it? And we've got a government that feels you are so stupid that you're not going to challenge it in the first place, let alone give them some. It could have been a flock of seagulls all farting at the same time, and it would have been about the same deal. Oh, that's what it was, and most of America would have gone back to its fast food and said, yeah, you're right. Gee, I should have known that. Seagulls passing gas at 40,000 feet. Now look, don't go away, because we got a lot of show left. I'll invite your calls between 2:35 and 2:40. Stay with us, folks. This is about truth. You need to hear this one more time, and then pass it along. We'll be right back.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome back, folks. Good to have you here on this Sunday afternoon. A little breezy and chilly and a lot of snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but we're doing all right. Listen, the reason I bring this up is it's real simple. A fellow patriot and Christian man, Bob Taylor, and his wife Darlene have First Fruits Farm just around the corner from me. I can go over and watch what they do. It's amazing. They've been hit pretty good on their Smiling Milk goat soap. It's wonderful product. I don't use anything else. When I'm in the shower, that's all I need. That's all I use. And look, you need to support folks like this who are patriots and are Christians and they're working their best. 248-250-8870. Now you might have an outlet for that a little closer, but consider Bob and Darlene, would you? Please help them out with this. The soap is the best you can get. 248-250-8870. And also, I want to speak to you a moment about my good friends out at Freeze Dry Guy. I am continuously, as I've said, looking for the best products available. And look, when I open up a can of Freeze Dry Guy's product, it is three things. It's economical, it is easy to use, and it tastes good. You know, that to me does it right there. And they have a special going on right now to the end of December. They've offered that to you a couple of months now, and they've got another one going, 20% back on all grab-and-go buckets. When you go to the freeze-dry-guy.com or call at 866-404-3663, you'll hear about this. And they'll be able to help you. They've got a tremendous selection of foods, all of which are very, very good. They're just good. You wouldn't even mind breaking it out when your mother-in-law visits. And it's a wonderful way to not only enjoy the product, but you need to stock up. I think everybody listening knows that. If you're going to do it, look for the best people out there to do it with, and you'll be all right. FreezeDryGuy.com. Good for their word. Delivery is free in the lower 48 states. You can't beat these folks. 866-404 3663, the freeze-dry guy. Look, I'm going to keep going my list. In an hour, it's hard to jam all this stuff in here, but I'll tell you what, that's not John Stadtmiller's fault. That's just what was available. And the truth. What is the truth? Well, we know what the truth is. But let's quit denying the truth. What about the truth at TSA, at the airports? The truth is they have been ordered to do something they should not be doing. It has come down from the wackiest wacko ever to walk the halls of Congress, Janet Napolitano, and let's frisk all the people. Let's go in their private areas. What's the truth about that? Do they need to do that to a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old girl? Or an 8- or 9-year-old boy? Or an 80-year-old grandmother? For God's sake in heaven, where do they get this justification? Well, there is no justification. And if they profiled, if they would get over the obscene, poisonous idea that political correctness trumps everything, religion, money, the truth, then we wouldn't be dealing with this. Profile the potential terrorists. Profile. Quit telling me you can't profile. And quit giving a double standard get-out-of-jail-free pass to a Muslim that goes through the airport. But the truth is not in this. That's why it's getting such hellacious, horrible results. One more time. They've taken now our personal liberty. Any other venue, and it would be a crime, a criminal act, punishable by time in the state penitentiary. But they do it at O'Hare Field. They do it in Green Bay. They do it wherever you go. It's time to say no. I have quit flying. When we start listing our numbers of camps next year, if you expect me to come out there and be with you and conduct a camp, it'll be because I drove. I will not fly. Truth. What about the banking mess? Will we ever have truth about that? A good friend of mine, Drew Raines, put a pencil to paper. And he said, you know, if every person in the United States over the age of 21 that's working and that is, you know, a good citizen, by that I mean working and is a citizen, that they could have given $800,000 to every adult or head of household, I forget now which, but no, they in the country, $800,000 would have paid your mortgage, would have paid your cars, could have paid your debt cards, could have paid your education, everything. But they gave it to banks instead. Banks. They gave it to banks who got themselves in the mess, who always get themselves out of the mess on the backs of the people. Banking mess, we'll never know until we tear apart the Federal Reserve building and get their ledger books, because nobody else has ever seen them. They've never submitted themselves to an audit in 97 years. Now, I just have to add this. I'm reading this. It was sent to me, and I'm going to try and find the... I've got it here. Is domestic security a lawful department of the U.S. government? The question is, and the answer to this question lies within the U.S. Code that gives the Department of Domestic and Homeland Security its supposed power in the first place. But what gives this code its power? In this article that this person is, and you'll have to go see it, he's referencing the U.S. Code of the Government of the United States, a private corporation. A private corporation. Did you get that? The government. A private corporation. Check it out. Website, thecorporationnation.com. Thecorporationnation.com. Check it out. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And welcome to the second half of the show. It'll go quickly, as it always does. Look, I want you to know that I model my whole mindset after truth givers. They can be people like the guy that cleans out my septic tank. He speaks the truth. I look forward to him coming every now and then because, you know, it's just, I know we're going to get into discussion and it's going to be something we agree on, but it's truth. And I don't mean to use him as some kind of example on the more moderate side of life, but you know what? When a guy like that knows the truth, I trust him. I'm going to do business with him. Just like the freeze dry guy and Bob Taylor and all these others, they're truth speakers. And you go to Steve Quayle, very close friend of mine. I love that man. And Steve is outspoken, and he takes some heat every now and then because, you know, he's willing to go to the edge for you, just like Hawk is and other people that, you know, broadcast continuously. Look, I have nothing but the highest regard for people who speak the truth, even at a personal cost, even at times when it would be so much easier to just fluff the stuff and not give you what you need to know. Look, it's your decision. We just try and give you the tools to help you say, well, on balance, this is what we are hearing from sources, unfortunately, most of the time we cannot divulge because then they are burned, they're out of a job, they're prosecuted. But you know what? I'm sorry. If you don't want to accept it because that's the way it, well, then that's the way it is. But I have to tell you this. We are simply one catastrophe, one cataclysmic event, an earthquake, an economic collapse, a terrorist attack, nuclear attack, a crisis of some kind, natural disaster, electromagnetic pulse, a disease epidemic, and even an announcement concerning extraterrestrial life would cause massive chaos. And in order to restore the chaos, the president, it doesn't matter whether he's Republican or Democrat, would have to use these executive orders, most of which, well, they're all illegal. But he would employ one to get a handle on it. Martial law, foreign troops, all of that. Life in America would never, ever be the same. Now, that is truth. I can't put it to you any other way. If you have not grasped that today and you've not asked yourself the same penetrating questions I have about each one of these, then you haven't done your job sitting at home. All you have to do is digest. If you don't like what I said, throw it out and turn me off. Otherwise, listen to what's going on. We have a caller, and I'm going to go ahead and take him because it is after the half hour, and that, well, it is my good friend Hawk. How are you, sir?
Hey, Greg, this truth thing, you're really hitting a big bell with me, brother, I'm going to tell you, because I recall back in May when you came on my radio program and you had the information about potential evacuation of the Gulf of Mexico states, and everybody thought you were full of it and I was full of it and we were all a bunch of dirty dogs and fearmongers. Well, I noticed that the other night, Jesse Ventura, on the Friday Night True TV show, came up with actual documents in the research to where there was a $40 billion program to evacuate all of the people from the Gulf Coast, from the Florida line to the Texas line. That would be, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. And that he actually got an Army Corps of Engineers doctor, a woman named Reese, to sort of left-handedly admit to the fact that all of that was true. He trapped them kind of in a little thing right on the TV, brother.
Well, you know, Hawk, and you and I discussed it before that show, during the show, in the break, and afterwards. We went over and over. We knew how important that information was and how really history-changing it was. It didn't make it any less important. It was just the weight was on my shoulders, certainly, and yours, to let people know this, because we didn't want to be in a position where somebody could say, well, it's just a big lie, or there was nothing to it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, your truth helped to stop that and expose it and to get the light of day on the Luciferian cockroaches who were going to do it.
Well, you know, Hawk, I'm amazed. You know, I at one point, even 3-4 months ago, Jesse Ventura's people had called me and ask if I would be on that program, and I'd have to, I don't know where I was going to have to go, Texas or someplace. And I said that I would, and, you know, sure. But it never came about, and I didn't know if they had just nixed the program or what, but I'm glad to see that it went through. I did not see
the
program.
Yeah, I suspect that what your aspect of the truth that you had was the actual planning of the police, military, and the martial
yes.
law aspect of it.
Yes,
and how that would possibly lead into you know, the FEMA camps and that type of thing.
Well, you know, Hawk,
because they took so much heat from their FEMA camp police state show that they may have curtailed this program a little bit.
Well, and you know, whatever the reason, it's perfectly fine. I'm just glad that the truth is out there, and I will tell you now. I will still not reveal where and the person's name, but one of the individuals was associated with the Corps of Engineers. And I thought, well, you know, really, in my mind, you know, I don't know that much about the Corps of Engineers and who they are, what they are, but why would they be involved in this particularly? And I still don't know that I have a clear reason for that, but obviously they were then, and now that's been brought out. But the police officers especially that I talked to, some of those who were at the head of their departments who were in fear of what may happen when the Army rolled into town.
Yep.
And the decision-making process they would no longer have for their people and for their department was really stupefying to some of these people. And you know, we went with it. But, well, Hawk, I'm glad to know that you know, you are a
professor. And Jesse did have the documents, the Army Corps of Engineers documents. That's where the plan lies.
Sure. And again, some of the branches involved with me were different. They had to do with security and intelligence and that kind of thing, naturally so. But it was so so big at that time, and we even talked about you know, the East Coast being affected eventually,
yep.
as the Gulf Stream has been affected. We said back then, eventually, the circumstances, weather and so forth, in England and perhaps even in Germany would be affected by the slowing of the current. and all of that that may well be part of this. Hawk, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you and Steve and so many others are
doing.
Well,
your truth helps stop that. I want to let everybody know that, brother.
Well, I thank you for that, Hawk, because, you know, you kind of hang out in a limb for a while, and when birds do that, sometimes they're shot at. But God bless you, man. Appreciate all that you
God
do.
God bless you. Keep it up, brother. Stay
Thank
strong.
You. Thanks, Bye-bye. Hawk. Goodbye. Well, there you have it, folks. I don't know how else to put it. And it simply is vindicating in the sense that I knew at the time, I believed it at the time, I believed it to be correct at the time, but there was a huge effort to belittle this, and even one of a very, very well-known talk show host kind of dissed me a little bit in his writings and on air that this just simply wasn't so. Well, I'm not trying to have a payback. I wouldn't do that. But it's just good to know that, you know, it's finally the truth will set you free. The truth cannot be buried forever. And I encourage you to listen to what Hawk and Steve and others on this network as well. I so appreciate John Moore and Jack McClam and others that are friends of mine here that we were trying to get you the truth. Beth, if you're out there someplace, thank you for all you've done in regard to Senate Bill 510. And just keep the information coming as you have it. And Bill McFarland, same thing. By all means, Bill, and I will have you on again as a guest. Thanks for all that you do. Judd Parker, thank you very much. You're my friend, my dear, dear friend, along with Big Jim and Matt and Bob and all the rest in this crew. They are supporters, and they are very, very helpful. So, you know, when you can surround yourself with people like that, you're doing well. Roger, you're in Indiana. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Greg. You know, you were bringing up earlier about the foreign troops in our country. Back, you know, I've been active for quite a long time, over 30 years,
sure.
Watching this, expecting it to come. In 95, I kind of predicted, I said, you know what? They're going to be sending our troops out of this country.
Yes.
Or, you know, they're going to create a war, they're going to create something to get them all out. Now, the thing that got me was that when they sent our National Guard out, when they shouldn't have been, they should be staying on our land, they took them out. And I said, you know what, once they do that, I figured the U.N. troops or the foreign troops have been here since probably in the 80s. And I believe they're becoming our police officers. I believe they're getting involved in everything within the United States. So when something does break out, they're going to take over. Now, I want to go back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Bank started. You know, it'll be the 100th anniversary at 2013.
Right.
Now they're talking national debit card or the national ID card, which I believe will turn into a debit card. I believe very soon that once we collapse financially or attack from within or from without, these troops are going to be kicking in that's in our country. Our troops are going to be out of our country. And my question is, and I've asked other people that's had their programs on, how can we get our National Guard back in our states? Each individual state, so at least we're strong from within in case this does take over. That's why they've got them out.
Roger, let me explain to you that the person much smarter than I came up with this. But the simple fact, and it is relatively simple on its surface, whether or not they can get it done is one thing. And by the way, I appreciate you speaking truth on this show today. Here is the situation. The governors of the state, whether it's an initiative, a very close friend that is House Majority Leader of the Kansas Legislature, and I know that, you know, they, as well as other people, are considering what they can do to exert more sovereignty. If they present a bill to the governor of their state, separating themselves from the feds, really setting out the 10th Amendment limitations, then I believe they can reclaim their guard units.
Now,
I believe it would be successful, but that's the only way I see that they can do it against the federal government.
One lady said, I won't mention her name, I don't remember it anyhow, she says they're bought and paid for. That's why it won't happen.
You know, I agree with you, Roger. There is a lot of that, but there is some of that that's starting to emerge. Look, they get to two or three key people, and they say, you will get no more federal money if you even speak of this. Well, I would just tell them to shove their federal money, you know, but that's me speaking, of course. Roger, I am so sorry, but we've got some other callers, and I'm going to have to let you go. Listen, you're a great caller. Call in anytime, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Randy, you're down in Florida. How are you this afternoon?
I'm trying to stay warm. Probably you are too.
Oh, now listen, I don't want to hear that when it's about zero up here. But I'm sure it's all relative.
Where exactly are you again?
I'm in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, south of Lake Superior, about 100
miles. Yeah, I knew you up there in the Great Lakes area.
Yes, sir, I am. We got buried. Well, not buried, but we got a good snow.
Yeah, well, I see they have blizzards over there.
Yeah, we do.
I talked to Sheriff Mack a couple of days ago, and I asked him about this whole thing with TSA and all, and he said he's going to continue to keep flying so he can do his speaking engagement, you know, regardless. He's not going to let these people stop him from doing what he has to do. And I told him I disagree with that. You
well,
know.
I disagree with it as well. And Sheriff Richard Mack is a good friend of mine.
He has
a tremendous work to do. And perhaps he is saying, I'm not justifying it, I'm not speaking for him. Perhaps he sees this as the only way to keep a very full schedule of speaking. And I guess that is an individual decision, but I don't think I would do that. I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah, and, you know, he said that... He hadn't had the enhanced pat down, you know, genital grope yet.
Right.
But, you know, as of now, he said he was leaving the next day to go on a trip somewhere. And I told him I disagree with him too. And I said, you know, how can you?
Hello.
You know, the Bible says that our bodies are the temple of the Lord, and how
yes.
can you allow someone to violate the temple? You know. And also, everything we do and say is supposed to be done for God's glory and in His name. And how can you submit to that and meet those standards?
Randy, look, I've got to move on. Thanks for the call. I'll comment in just a second, but thank you very much. You can call in anytime. What Sheriff Mack or some of these other folks would have to do to get around the country, I will not enter the fray on their behalf, nor speak against them, simply because that is an individual decision. I don't, and in some cases, it just may be unavoidable. In my case, it will be avoidable. But each has to answer for what he does, and I'd rather see Sheriff Mack continue. I just wish he could do it off an airplane, but it's not about Sheriff Mack. All right, we're going to Tom in Georgia. I hope it's warmer in Georgia, Tom.
No, it's still kind of chilly here in Georgia.
Well, I believe that we've all got a taste of winter right now.
Yeah, I called in. I was going to present it like this, kind of. I was going to say, do you really believe there's foreign troops going to be in the United States? But I'll go ahead and tell you that in excess of 80 underground bases house over 3 to 6 million U.N. troops today, right now. They're here. And there's a invasion force formed up, confirmed, a Chinese in Mexico. They are there. And they come through Panama, and they've been coming in through the Costco shipping through Long Beach Naval Base. They bring them in. They sneak through the naval base area without government knowledge, okay, through the drug tunnels. It's not for drugs, for God's sake. The CIA runs the drug cartels.
That's right.
Okay, and they gave 3,500 acres of land, national forest, to drug cartel in Arizona. So Brewer is one of the 10 governors signed that was set up by Nixon, completed by Obama and everybody in between, for the Council of Governors for dividing the United States into 10 regions. It's been done as it was done by Nixon, Executive Order 11647, 11731, and 11490. He was going to do a dictatorship. It failed. Watergate, et cetera, et cetera. So they passed it on to the Trilateral Commission, and then they started setting up through these traitors by the name of Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, and Obama. They're all in the same league together, absolutely.
I think you are absolutely on, perfectly on point, and there's nothing that I disagree with even in the slightest.
I wish you did.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, it just reveals again, and I guess I separate this only in this slight little regard, since you and I have not been privy to seeing the underground bases or the troops there. We will put it in the conjecture column, but I strongly lean toward that as being reality, just like I strongly believe that there are entities above us, below us, and all around us that would blow the minds of the people that are out there trying to digest what we're, the simple truths we're talking about today. But nonetheless, it is happening. Tom, I've, like the others, I've got to run. I'm so sorry. Please call back. We love hearing from you. And thank you very much. I'm going to jump over to Blue in Tennessee. And Blue, we're running kind of out of time, but go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hey, just real quick, just to give people an ounce of hope, when they're looking at their state senates and House of Representatives, the legislation that you want to push for would be opting out of all unregulated federal mandates.
Blue, you are so right on the money. Listen next week, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit longer. You're a very well-informed listener. I've got to take a break. It'll be the last boy that just flies. Thanks, Blue. Appreciate your statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up the show here in a little bit, but we're talking about truth. We're going to end with truth today. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks, for the last few minutes. And callers, I'm going to have to defer because we had a couple more things to cover. But please call in next week. We covet your calls. It's good to hear from you. And whether you agree totally or not, it's good to hear your viewpoint as long as it's reasoned and it's constitutional. But we appreciate your calls. What is the truth, folks? You are hearing the truth. You're hearing the truth in a way that cuts to the chase. Doesn't leave any room for much argument unless you've got overwhelming evidence in your favor, and then I will hear you, and I'll see whether or not the truth is there. But the truth is something we must deal in, just like Hawk said earlier. We knew the truth back in May. We gave you the truth. It took a while for the truth to be vindicated or corroborated by another source, but it was there all the time. You need to keep listening and going to the truth constantly and forever. Look, I want to say this to you because we don't have a lot of time left in the month to do this, and my wife has been diligent and vigilant in getting this product out, and I want to tell you about it because it's for you. Many, many people have already secured these, and we are thrilled to have available for you and your loved ones these faith-building gifts. During these challenging times in our nation, we have found encouragement from just reading the words on the coins based on Ephesians 6. And we have what is the equivalent of a challenge coin. You folks in and out of the military will know what that is. We have a dog tag that is engravable on the back that has the motif of the Ephesians 6. And then we also have a third a coin. It's a cutout called the Sword of the Spirit. They're just absolutely stunningly beautiful. They're available, and you can see them at the website. You just want to see it. My wife took a picture the other day with one of those around my neck, and you may not care anything about me, but you'll be able to see how it looks, and they are just tremendous. Look, we just need to know what it is that you want. Please go there. We can help you if you'd like. The information is self-explanatory. You can get them there. They're extremely reasonably priced. And even the Sword of the Spirit did not come with a neck chain, but we ordered those chains. They're not pricey, but they're a little extra. And we've thrown those in free. So if you want to use that as a coin in that regard, or like a dog tag, you can do that. It identifies you immediately. I don't wear it on the outside of my shirt particularly, but once in a while it'll be hanging out there. I got the one on around my neck right as we speak. Beautiful background, and it is engravable, like I say. So and it says on this Sword of the Spirit, I love this: who trains my hands for war? It's out of the Psalms in the Bible. So, you know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, we're just saying to you, it does take a little bit to get to where you're going now. So if you want to get some for a member of the family, a troop that may be part of your neighborhood, or somebody that you trained as a Boy Scout or whatever, and you want to give them something, they will value, I'm telling you, they will value that, because we've already heard these people said they have never received, whether it was food, money, whatever, anything like this kind of a gift to receive in a war zone, or someone that's going to be going to a war zone. So with that little bit, we just let you know that if you want those, please get them ordered, because we're going to be trying to get them out and get them out in time for Christmas. So there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, truth will prevail. Doesn't matter all the lies. Doesn't matter all the rest. Simply truth. Don't cling to anything else. Don't put your faith in anything else. Put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is ultimate truth. But beyond that, the truth that is affecting our nation will still be there 1,000 years from today. So with that, I wish you a very good week. Hope things go your way. Keep close to the Lord. And remember, this nation needs us fighting right now for its liberty. Take care. God bless. We'll see you next week.
It's true.